From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Last weekend, members of a campaign called Enough is Enough marched on the homes of two top TV executives. The group demanded that BET, or Black Entertainment Television, change its game. The protesters called some programming demeaning and offensive portrayals of African Americans and women. They protested outside the homes of BET head Deborah Lee and Philippe Dahlman. He's president of Viacom, which owns BET and MTV.
BET
does not reflect me.
And MTV
does not reflect me.
The protests have been going on nearly every weekend for more than 2.5 months, and members of Enough is Enough have vowed to keep making noise until their grievances are addressed. In a moment, we'll hear from a professor who thinks the protests are off base. But first, Faye Williams, chairwoman of the National Congress of Black Women. She's been involved in some of the protests. Welcome.
Welcome. I'm glad to be with you.
So what are some of the specific demands of Enough is Enough?
Well, you know, Black women and their children have been bombarded with misogyny, violence, and obscenity through public airwaves. What we want is for these executives to meet with us in a respectful manner, hear what those grievances are, and allow the women who are being hurt or harmed by these images to sit down with them and talk about more balance in their programming. We're certainly not for censorship, but we want responsibility. We have lots of rights, one of them including the freedom of speech. But along with every freedom or every right in our country, we also have responsibility. So that's what we're asking these media executives to do, is to exercise some responsibility. While we believe in free speech, we also believe in decent speech.
The name Enough is Enough implies that there was a breaking point. Was there one moment where you or other members who've been protesting said, this is it, this is the last straw?
Well, you know, the National Congress of Black Women has been working to eradicate this harmful, misogynistic, and violent language and videos for nearly 15 years. But I believe it was at the moment that we heard IMUS refer to the young women from Rutgers by vulgar names. We decided that we'd had enough at that point. And following that, almost immediately, BET came out with a comic thing, you know, for children called Read a Book, and it was so obscene, so vulgar, we decided that we could no longer sit by, and we began picketing of the home of the CEO of BET. We have tried many times to talk with them about their programming, but we've not been able to get their attention to the point that they would allow us to be participants in looking at what they're going to put out there. And we're not trying to censor, but just to say, let's have some balance here. If you must put on this garbage, take it off the time that young children are watching it, and also try to put on some positive things about women, because Black women in particular are having such a bad time. We're being denigrated from all sides, and we want some balance because Black women play a big role in this country. We've been Secretary of State. We've been Secretary of Labor, of Energy. We've been ambassadors. We have helped to rear many of the people in this country who to become what they are, and we really don't deserve this kind of treatment.
Faye, the tactic of picketing outside private homes has been used by people who are opponents of abortion, people who are protesting sexual pedophiles. It's a pretty strong tactic. Do you ever question using it?
Well, we certainly are not there for the negative reasons. We're there for positive reasons. If we were able to sit down in the studio with Ms. Lee or with any of the other studio executives, as we have done with many, by the way, and if they have listened to us and not just dismissed us as the CEO of BET has, there would be no need for us to go to her home to get her attention. As you know, the walls of BET are very wide. If we went to BET, we would not even get close to Ms. Lee. She would not even know that we were there. But at her home, she knows that we're there. And we're not there for any violent reason. We have told the police, we've told everyone, we will have no violence. We will not do anything to try to break into her home or what have you. We're just simply trying to get her attention to understand that this is a very serious issue, and we need to talk with her about programming, and she needs to be serious about making some changes and getting greater balance.
At what point do you allow people to make choices? There are ways to block certain channels on your cable if you don't want kids to see them. There are ways to bleep albums. At what point do you think personal responsibility plays a role in this?
We're not just talking about blocking out. We're talking about getting more favorable programming, particularly where women are concerned. We know that in mainstream radio, there's not one single black woman who is heading up a radio, and I don't think it's much worse for women of any kind, but certainly not for us. We want the good things that we do to be out there, not just the negative things. But we have no problem with people going to nightclubs if that's what they want to do and have this kind of thing. But we don't want just that harmful image about us out there. And when it's out there for children, children grow up to believe they're gangsters and pimps and hustlers and all of those things. And we know that we can do better. We can do a lot better than we're doing to balance the program. And that's all we're asking. We're not asking them to take off all the negative if they want to have negative, but they also need to balance it with good. At one time, BET had public affairs programming. It had a teen summit program. It had good things on. We had reasons to watch it. Now we don't.
Well, Ms. Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Faye Williams is chairwoman of the National Congress of Black Women. She's been a key player in the Enough is Enough protest against BET and Viacom.